You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Right. Well, now we're back for the we're back for part two of this, and we didn't quite cover all the Doc's topics. He'll probably be annoyed that we're. He'll probably be annoyed, Don. What are you doing, Don? You're reading your phone. Are you listening to any of this? What is it? What are you reading?
Notes.
Notes. He said, don't mention that they're his topics. So just pretend I haven't mentioned that. But here's another one he sent in. He said, now this is interesting. Tell me what you think of this. There's a cafe in Perth, Don. I've got the name of it, but you've got the name of it because he sent you the same stuff. The bloke has taken exception to the waitresses being plump. Have you seen that?
I did.
Yeah. Well, were you going to mention? Any of the topics? Yeah. So, do you think a proprietor of a cafe or anywhere
isn't that a rule of? Isn't that just mirroring society now?
Mirroring.
I think we're a very decadent race, society.
No, but if you go into a cafe, do you want to see heifers?
I don't care who I see, really, when I go in for coffee, as long as it's good coffee and the service is good.
Oh, so you don't think an attraction is having good-looking men and women serving?
No, I just think that people should take a little bit of pride, and this goes for society in general, because we are...
But do you think a proprietor of a venue that's servicing the public, whether it be a restaurant or coffee shop or whatever, has the right to actually... employ people who he thinks might be aesthetically pleasing to the clientele.
Of course he does. That's his preference.
Well, then you get charged with.
No, you don't.
Yes, you
do. You don't, because you do not articulate your thoughts.
Oh, you just
when you're doing the interviewing process, you know exactly what you're after.
So you
don't articulate those particular thoughts.
So you're looking up and down a man or a woman with cankles.
What?
With cankles. Where their legs go straight into their feet, you know, they don't have no shape in their legs, whether it be a man or a woman, it's called cankles. So you look at people, men and women alike, who are not aesthetically pleasing, and instead of saying, hey, you look like a heap of shit, you don't say that to them. You say, look, I don't think you're qualified as a barista because we have a number of baristas that have applied and you don't seem to be getting the la crema on top of the coffee. You give them an excuse why you're not employing them.
You don't say, I'm sorry, you've been unsuccessful. No excuses.
Oh, so as soon as they come in and you look at them and you think,
No, you go away. Haven't you ever conducted? Obviously, you've never conducted interviews.
No.
Okay.
So when they come through the door, you could tell immediately if you're going to employ someone if they come through the door.
Exactly. Or that's.
If they look like.
First impressions make a lot. Yes, yeah. Very, very good.
You don't get a second chance to make a good first impression.
Your first impression is a lasting one.
That's what you were trying to
say, isn't it? It's a lasting one, and if you can overturn that first impression, you've done very well at the interview.
So when someone fills the whole door frame up as they come through for the interview, and you think, oh, no, as soon as they come and sit down
there's a problem
and without breaking the chair, you have already decided that... And they say, what's your name? And the person gives their name and say, no, I'm sorry, you haven't been successful because you've short-circuited the interview. And they say, what, because you didn't like my name? No, you just haven't been successful. But you haven't asked me any questions about my talent. I don't want to know. You just haven't been successful. You've got to be diplomatic, Don. You've got to go through the parameters.
The parameters.
Parameters.
Parameters. I thought they were the surround.
The perimeters.
Perimeters.
No, one's got an A in it and the other's got an I in it.
That's right. So what's the difference between the two?
A perameter.
Yeah.
It's just a range of topics.
Oh,
now, you've got to go
and
through.
And a perimeter is a circle or a border or something around something?
Something like that, Don.
Okay.
Now, so Do you think, so you think as an employer that you'd have the right to not have...
Of course you've got the right. You select your staff, you run your business, but you've got to be a little subtle in the way you handle your business.
What about the hosties on the planes?
Remember they used to... Yeah, that's right, I know.
Remember you used to have to be just a really good-looking man or woman.
I know.
I'm just being careful, just covering all genders. You used to have to be a good-looking person. Now, holy mackerel, like getting on a cattle truck. Mr. and Mr. Joyce... See, they couldn't, Mr. and Mr. Joyce, who run the airline, they couldn't say, no, you're not successful. So hang on, you haven't asked me, can I push a trolley up an aisle of a plane or what would happen? I can get the oxygen mask to drop. No, I don't want to know that. You haven't been successful. Why? They said, well, because you just haven't been. We haven't got a uniform that'll fit you for a start. We have to get new tailors in.
Hey, listen, what do you think about this thing they're proposing, a four-day working week?
What?
A four-day working week. Did you hear about this?
Do they have to,
can you believe what's going in society now since COVID? You know, workers don't want to come. I was speaking to a chap who was in charge the other day of a business because I rang up and said, oh, sorry, can't put you through. I said, why not? Oh, sorry, just can't put you through. But I had this particular person's mobile, so I rang them on the mobile. I said, can't be put through by reception to you. Oh, no, I'm not at work. I said, why aren't you at work? Oh, well, COVID.
Working from
COVID,
home.
Yeah, working
this
from home.
This is the great COVID excuse.
Oh, and then he said, COVID and all the rest of it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you know, there's 48% of our staff back. I said, what about the others? Oh, well, you can't force them to come. What? Society's gone, and the workers are now dictating as to when they work. Employing people, if you weren't there, I want bang for my buck.
I rang up a government agency a couple of days ago. Have tried three times, given the number, was given the man's name. He said, I tried to ring you, but on an unlisted number, and I didn't leave a message, so I rang him back. It said he's just not available. He said not
he's working from home.
It's just not available. Either email them.
Yep.
Or try again. But we're just not taking calls. And
But what about the enticement? I've seen on television, you know, the bosses enticing their staff back. Yoga classes, place they can sit down, gymnasiums. Oh, recreational facility, just to get them back to work. Okay. It is ridiculous.
So here's an employer in London, in the UK. This is one of the doc's topics. But he wouldn't want us to mention that. He said, if you arrive late, Don.
Yep.
You listening?
Yes, I am.
If you arrive late for work, for every minute that you are late, you'll do 10 minutes overtime.
Oh, at the end of the day. That's a bit rugged, isn't it?
Well, it is, but the point of it is he's probably trying to point out that why would you turn up late? What is the excuse for turning up late at work? That the traffic was heavy?
Yes, I have been caught doing this podcast or I slept in. The alarm, I didn't set the alarm.
Okay, so if you are working and you are required to be at a place at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, surely it's your bounden duty to get there unless you've been on a commuter train or bus and it's broken down or there's been a catastrophe or an emergency. Mm. If it's just because the weather's raining and the traffic's heavy, that's hardly an excuse, is it? Unless there's been a huge accident. You've got to take it on its merits. But if people just wander in any time... How can you run a business properly, Donald?
Impossible.
So anyhow, I'm not sure that he can charge people 10 minutes over time if they're a minute late. But that's what he put up as a... So what about this? There's going to be an investigation into the disgraceful vaccine mandates that were part of this state.
Can I just cut in quickly?
Could you please?
Do you see that also Novavax, you can now use that as a booster? Now, I went and asked for that a couple of months ago. Oh no, I'm sorry, you can't get it. How do you? Oh, this
the
is
lies,
a political
the lies,
joke. This
the lies, among other things, that this government told about vaccine mandates, saying that it's going to backfire on them because it is illegal, it is not constitutional that they can stop you, close down your business, ask you to stay, ask you to self-isolate, to stand 1.5 metres apart from people. And do you notice that as people getting COVID increases, there's 20,000 a day, they've relaxed
Because we've got an election coming up.
That's why they're the most corrupt and dishonest people.
Now,
I Cook Foods is still, they're going to sweep that under the carpet.
Well, they're trying.
The vaccine mandate, you could smell a rat, Donald, when the Premier said that no one could play golf. This is 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, but going back.
No, that was the start of their lies, that you could get COVID playing golf. That was when you smelled
a rat. They've been in power now for so many years, haven't they? Another 3 years, whether this is true or not, they have got to erect a statue to him. He qualifies to have a statue. Is that right or wrong? Andrews.
If you've been in power for 3 years,
they've been in for 17 years now.
Lots of luck with someone putting it up.
Well, is it going to be defaced, that particular statue?
It'll never stay up. It'll be pulled down, like they did over in America with all the people that they have statues over there. You know what they said?
But he qualifies, apparently, if he gets in again, another term, 3 years, he qualifies for a statue.
Do you know that they said 2 years ago that they're following the science about masks and mandates and vaccines and boosters and self-isolating and self-distancing, and now they say there's no restriction at all, and someone said, why? He said, we're following the science. They've used the science again. They've used the science to knuckle down and completely shut down the city originally, and now they're using the science. They're saying we're following the science to open up everything. Yeah, you don't have to do anything now. You can have 80,000-90,000 people go to the football, and yet you've got people standing and serving food wearing masks.
And the reason politicians also, their image is so low, is that through COVID in Victoria, they gave themselves an increase in salary. Now, do you see we're going through inflation at the moment, and the federal pollies have just increased their own salaries as well, and we're going through inflation. Everybody's struggling, yet they can grant themselves a wage rise. It's just ludicrous. People are very hypocritical.
You watch, they'll run the clock out on I Cook Foods, poor old Ian Cook and his crew there.
No, I don't think they will. I think Ian Cook is going to stand pretty firm here.
Oh, he might stand firm. Let's hope so. So, Don, I tell you what you gave short shrift to, not short shift, short shrift. It's short shrift, not short shift. It's a bit like Blue Riband event. I told you that last week.
Blue Ribbon? Blue Riband.
Blue Riband and one fell swoop, not one foul swoop. I notice there's an ad on the television.
Where do you find all those?
Well, this is just English.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where do you sit down and read?
No, it's not, John. There's an ad on the television that says, and the bloke says, in one foul swoop you can... It's not one foul swoop, it's one fell swoop. Don.
Did you write into that particular agency and tell them?
I tried to ring him, but the phone said, we're not taking calls. You have to email.
They're on, you got COVID.
No, you got email. You gave very short shrift, Don, to the question that we originally asked.
What was that? Short what?
Short shrift, Don. You gave very short shrift to the question I asked about men were whinging about the excuses their partners or anyone, women, gave them, or their partners gave them about why they wouldn't have sex. And there was a whole range of excuses that the people who didn't want to, presumably women, didn't want their husbands...
Yeah, but there's nothing new about this. I suppose it's headache, not today.
Yeah, not time feeling well. Time of the month, not feeling
bad back.
Well, you could turn her over.
What?
That's time of the month?
Bad back.
Bad back.
Tired.
Just made the bed.
Yeah, the kids have had a hell of a day. Yeah. So what's news?
Well, my first experience was that when I went out with someone, they didn't have to say anything. They just used to wear their tracksuit pants to bed. That was a bit of a turn off, Don. Even if you wanted to try and just sneak in and just trying to get through tracksuit pants was pretty tall order.
That wouldn't have stopped you.
Yeah. So Don. It didn't stop me. Trying to get him off and. If they did the cord up and you'd end up ripping their hips off. Don, now, we're just not filling in time.
Why don't you write a book?
Why?
Why don't you write a book?
Write a book.
I
get Jeff
Slattery. I could actually write it.
I get our friend Jeff Slattery to publish it.
I'll write the book. I would write a book. You would rival
harangued me for 2 decades to write a book and now doesn't speak to us because he was a friend of...
I proofread one of his books, never got any recognition whatsoever. Yeah. Every photograph Feckless. That was printed was
right.
run by me. I didn't get any recognition.
Yeah. Remember when I asked him for a reference to which he had? He said, no, I'm not giving it to you because it did... Oh, no, seriously.
What?
A feckless weasel.
No, hang
now,
on.
No, what? Don't worry about it. Now, you got any other topics?
My word, I've got thousands. I've been sitting on my back watching TV. Why do they, the rugby union, now I like rugby union, but why do they give them these stupid names like in cricket, the Renegades and the Scorchers and wherever, why don't they put some name that you can relate it to a town or a city or something? Now they got the Brumbies, something else, is it the Rebels or someone? Now, where do they come from? Now, I'm trying to watch the rugby union sitting on my back and lying on my back, yeah. Why don't they just put a name to so you can easily relate to where these players come from? Or has Melbourne got a rugby union team?
Yeah, they're called the Rebels.
Are they really? Seriously?
Yes, they are, I believe.
Do they play out of Olympic Park down here?
I think so.
I wouldn't mind going to watch that one.
Well, and did you know the Socceroos qualified for the...
Now, that's another disgrace. I'm glad you brought that up because there's an international sport that receives really no recognition.
Nothing.
Especially in the Melbourne papers.
No.
Why does bloody football dominate the papers? And the other one, the grand final for the women's netball or the...
Yes.
It's reached. Why doesn't that... Now, there is a sport... that women are exceptional at. They've got it by themselves. Why doesn't it receive the recognition that it deserves? This is the best competition in the world here in Australia.
Well, the Socceroos qualified by beating, I don't know who they beat.
Peru. Now, you see Peru, I suppose it's their own main sport over there. But how enthusiastic are those people?
Yes.
Whereas in Australia, because of the lack of recognition.
And I have said this before, in 2006, the footy show actually was over in Germany and we went to the World Cup soccer in 2006 in Munich and saw Australia play...
Italy?
I think it was Argentina, maybe.
No. They missed out. Italy, they should have won that game.
They should have.
And it could have gone through.
Yep, they should have.
There was a disgraceful referee's decision.
I'll tell you what his name was. I'll tell you what his name was. It was like Frank Frankel or someone. Anyhow, it was.
No, they played exceptionally well against.
The sporting event I've been to. It was
really
fantastic. To see.
My friend Ray Wilson was there too.
To see the Socceroos in the Australian colours representing Australia and you being there from Australia in front. It was fantastic.
And that's where Aussie rules breaks down. It is just. An indigenous sport that's never going to go anywhere, whereas here we are on the world stage.
How about when they tried to play it in China?
What?
Our game.
What about in New Zealand?
Beijing.
They played it in America back in the 60s. Geelong, the team you didn't go on that trip, did you?
No, I didn't. That was in 63.
Wasn't it? Yep. Honolulu and San Francisco. I think they played Melbourne.
Yeah.
Geez, they haven't learned from those days. It'll never go international.
Now, Don, quickly, give us some topics because we're going to ring off and then we got the doc coming on because we got some things to speak to him about too. Got any other things?
No, not really.
Hey, well, come on, quickly.
I'm just fascinated. No, I haven't.
I saw there's Muhammad Ali. Now, there's a doco going on about Muhammad Ali.
Which one?
It's a new one.
Oh, okay.
And it actually paints him in a very bad light, being a racist and he being a racist and disrespectful to people of his kind, calling them names and saying they're ugly and they're dumb. And
Hang on. Do you mean referring to Sonny Liston?
All of them, Joe Frazier. And
Is that racist?
No. But they were calling Floyd Patterson and Uncle Tom.
Yeah,
and
all that.
No, that's all right. So if Caucasian people say things like that, they get accused of being racist.
That's
but
right.
He was. It's a doco that doesn't show him in a good light. The great Muhammad Ali, and he was. And the people who the Muslim people who took him over, his entourage used to get him women, even though he was married, and his wife was interviewed on it and said, she said she just didn't bother in the end because his entourage used to provide him with all women and, this is the great Muhammad Ali.
I was watching Channel 78, that's the racing channel, whilst lying on my back for the past 2 weeks. And I couldn't help but notice the number of women, especially in the country meetings, jockeys.
Yeah, what?
Jockeys. Women, they will take over racing in the not-too-distant future. You know why?
No.
Because society is getting bigger. Jockeys, male jockeys are bigger, so they cannot ride the weights are required. Yet women are able to get to those light weights. Now, that's an interesting one. You talk about unfair advantage or discrimination or whatever else. I wonder whether the jockey clubs or the jockey authorities should start and increase their weight with regard to men, the limits and the minimums that they've got to ride at. Because from my understanding, about 70-80% of jockeys going through the apprentice school are female. Female.
Well, there you are. So
do you think there is a case for the men to go?
Yes, and as we've said before, the only sport in the world, unless you can think of another one, where women compete on an equal footing for men, that there's no advantage to be a man or a woman in this sport, is?
Equestrian.
Yes, show jumping or equestrian.
Any equestrian event.
Yes, there we are. So, Don, now we're just going to, there's one other thing this is a final shout out, but
another one.
Because we're coming to a close because the doc's going to come on and he's going to.
How do you think it's worked today, the new structure of the program or the podcast, doc's influence?
Well,
do you think we should open?
Anyhow, Don.
Maybe you get feedback, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Maybe people can give you feedback.
Yeah, we will. We'll give feedback, but we won't do the shout-outs next week at the start. We'll do them at the end. So a shout-out finally to Neil Danaher and the crew for the MND thing again where they slid down the ice bath.
Have you done that?
Yeah, I've done that.
What were you dressed? Who were you dressed as?
I was just in a mankini or something.
What?
No,
seriously, you did it.
So there's a man that should be thought of as an Australian of the Year. Seriously. Along with Shane Crawford, as we said. So that's a shout out to him.
You brush me off. I saw them getting dressed up as certain characters. What were you dressed up or what were you dressed? Who did you?
Don, we're going to ring off because the doc is coming on. I've got to ring off. I've got to ring off.
Jeez.
Do you remember when the kerfuffle when Caroline
If you couldn't answer my question, right. Just close it, will you?
Okay, Don. Right. How do I do it? What am I doing? Oh, here we go. Now, what am I doing? Oh, I'm doing this.
Because you